Most people believe Jesus was a great spiritual leader. Muslims respect him as a prophet. Hindus would accept him as one of their avatars. Buddhists could call him an enlightened one. Sikhs might see him as a guru, and some Jews would honor him as a rabbi. Others would call him a philosopher or miracle worker or revolutionary. All the above would also agree on one thing: Jesus was only a man, a fellow human being, full stop. But was he more than that? If he was, surely there would be some evidence to point to his uniqueness among the spiritual leaders of history. Unique in his birth. The Christmas Gospels are Matthew and Luke. Matthew tells us that Mary was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit, and the angel told Joseph that what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Check out Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 to 21. The prophet Isaiah had predicted this 7 centuries earlier when he wrote, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son." Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, the Muslim Quran also affirms the virgin birth of Jesus. Luke tells us that Mary questioned the angel, saying, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." See Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38. How many people do you know who were born of a virgin? Jesus was unique in his birth. Unique in his life. The 4 biographical Gospels are full of examples of Jesus' miraculous power. He healed the lame, cured the blind, cleansed the lepers, exorcised demons, walked on water, turned water into wine, calmed a storm, and multiplied food. The Quran also affirms his miracles. These miracles caused people to listen to his teaching, which focused on his identity. Matthew records that, when the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Matthew chapter 22 verse 33. Jesus taught his divinity indirectly. He forgave sin. See Mark chapter 2 verses 5 to 7. He claimed he would judge the world someday. Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 to 32. And he received worship. John chapter 20 verses 28 to 29. These are things only God does. And he taught his divinity directly. When asked point blank, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus replied, "I am." Mark chapter 14 verses 61 to 64. The powerful deeds and amazing declarations of Jesus during his lifetime were unique. Unique in his death. Matthew records that during the last 3 hours of Jesus' life, when he hung on the cross, darkness came over the land, and when he died, the earth shook. Matthew chapter 27 verses 50 to 54. Even more amazing, he didn't stay dead. He was resurrected. All 4 Gospels affirm that Jesus came back to life 3 days after his death and appeared multiple times to his followers. Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 to 6. He never died again after that, but 40 days later, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Acts chapter 1 verse 9. This is how Jesus returned to heaven from whence he came. So, there you have it. Jesus was unique in his birth, life, death, and resurrection. With such evidence of his uniqueness, maybe, just maybe, we should take seriously what he had to say. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14 verse 6. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.